State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
I'm Will Lucas, and this is Black Tech Green Money. Afrotech 2017, San Francisco, California. Nick Caldwell is on the stage, and he's at the time Vice President of Engineering at Reddit, one of the largest online community platforms and the 9th most visited website in the world. Today, Nick is the general manager at Twitter, having just recently been promoted from Vice President of Engineering at Twitter. Today's class is for engineers. Black engineers, specifically. People who are interested in black engineering. Now look, we sit in a lot of worthy roles at companies, both large and small. In Silicon Valley and in tech startups, we can find ourselves without having to search necessarily high and low in senior roles in HR, diversity and inclusion, even as CEO. But one of the roles that has escaped many black professionals is the senior role in engineering. In some of the biggest tech companies around, black representation is dismal among their ranks, with the most well-known companies listing their black workers in single-digit percentages. So it takes a guy like Nick, who's held leadership roles at companies like I've mentioned before, but also including HubSpot, Google, and Microsoft, to drop a few gems with how we increase our numbers among engineering senior staff.
I want to see more black executives in Silicon Valley. I've been down here for about a year and a month. I came up through the engineering track. I have met exactly four other black VPs of engineering. Four, all right? So this is not acceptable to me in an area where engineers rule. You guys are all engineers, right? Good. All right, where engineers rule to only have four of us representing, all right? So I'm hoping that you get something out of this talk. I'm hoping you take away something that puts you on an executive level career path. That's why I'm up here on stage today. So first, I want to talk about myself. We'll talk a little bit about ancient history. In order to become an executive, you've got to have a deep drive. You got to have some motivation, some passion, all right? And a lot of people ask me, how did I do that? You know, where do I get my inspiration from? So I want to talk a little bit about myself. I promise it won't be too long. I don't have a big ego. And we'll move on to giving you guys some tips you can take home with you, all right? So first, let's get started here. Comes from a very early age. Now, my mother was a first-generation Jamaican immigrant, all right? And she was a D.C. public schools teacher, all right? So you got some discipline coming out of there. My father was actually a public defender, and he is a very creative kind of guy. He brought home all sorts of, you know, calligraphy kits, listened to all sorts of different music. He was into jazz, R&B. Really, really interesting guy. And one day, he brought home from work this thing. That is a Tandy 1000 computer, right? It was one of the very first personal computers. If you didn't know, it has a 086 processor. It's been upgraded to a whopping 640 kilobytes of RAM, and it's running MS-DOS 2.0, all right? So those stats basically make it a pocket calculator in today's terms. But this thing was great because I'd sit on my father's lap for hours typing on this thing. Not that I could type anything that made sense. It was just gibberish. But it's how we spent our time together. So my dad got me into computers. Now, a couple years later, when I was 10, my father brought me a copy of this book. All right, this is my first coding book. It's called Learn C++ in 12 Easy Lessons. So let me tell you something. This is an absolute goddamn lie. You cannot learn C++ in any configuration of 12 easy lessons. And 25 years later, I still don't think I quite know C++. Now, the second chapter of this book, this is a real book, I'm not kidding. So the second chapter of this book, it has a very critical assignment in it. And I call it the Hello World test. And I think this is the simplest way to know whether or not you are going to have a successful career as a computer programmer. The idea is very simple. It's write a program that prints the words hello world on the screen, all right? And took me about a day and a half. You gotta set up your tools, you gotta figure out how the compiler works, you gotta learn a little bit of language. Took me about a day and a half to set this up. So the reason I think that this is the most important test for knowing whether or not you're gonna like the program is because you're either gonna think, wow, I just wasted an entire afternoon trying to print like a few words on the screen, or if you pass this test, you're gonna imagine everything that's possible from there. And that's what happened. I passed the test, all right? Now, next up, I know I look young, but I'm kind of older cat, if you don't believe me. So one other thing that was going on at this time was the early internet started to become popular. You guys, maybe some of you guys my age, remember you open the mail and AOL CDs start falling out? They really wanted you to get online. And I had access through AOL, through bulletin board systems, to the early internet. So the reason that this mattered to me is because it gave me a connection to the world beyond PG County, Maryland. And with online services, you can connect with people in ways that really just aren't possible in real life. So I'm able to have conversations on IRC, Internet Relay Chat, or AOL forums with people across the entire globe. And I used to play a computer game called Doom. Doom fans? Okay, good. And I played that game online with someone I'd never met in person. So, you know, I could learn anything I wanted to on the internet, and I could, I could use early search engines like Yahoo, if you believe it, to get way more information than I had access to in school. So, here I am. I've got, a computer I fall in love with. I kind of know how to code. I've got access to the internet, but the problem is, I'm in PG County, Maryland, I'm alone, all right? I'm one of the only people in my age group to have a computer or the internet. I talked to my friends, and you know, they thought computers were for nerds, and they thought I was a nerd. They thought I was the biggest nerd. And my school didn't have computer science classes. They didn't even, it just wasn't even on the radar. So my heroes at this time had become people like John Carmack, the programmer of Doom, one of the greatest game programmers ever to live. Bill Gates, trying to make PCs available to every desktop and getting insanely wealthy doing it. I wanted more than anything to be a part of that world because I understood really how much change and opportunity was about to come from technology. And I also realized, unfortunately, that in PG County, Maryland, I didn't have access to the right people, the right tools, the right opportunities to get where I wanted to be. So something had to change. And there's a quote that I read a couple weeks ago, and it really explains my mindset at the time. And the quote is from Randi Zuckerberg. This is Mark Zuckerberg's sister. She said, "Work, sleep, family, fitness, friends, you get to pick three." And I said, well, I'm just gonna pick one, and that's gonna be work. And what I did was I decided to go all in on computer programming. Like, pretty much dropped all my hobbies, used to play a musical instrument, used to go outside, play football, basketball, all gone. Locked myself in my room, did nothing but coding for 3 months straight, and it became a gateway to another world. After I learned to code, I was able to study hard and transfer into a different school that had a computer science program, and it really set me on the path to where I am today. So I'm not gonna talk about my whole academic career. I think it would take a little bit too long, but I do want to talk about a few special turning points in my career. I will say the first one was where I decided to work after I graduated from college. And this was back in 2002. So a lot of people ask me, like, hey, why didn't you go and join Google or Facebook back in 2002? You'd be a multimillionaire now. Well, you know, okay, that's true. But in my defense, Microsoft for me was a good place because it was a more established company back then. And you know, for me at that time, I just graduated from MIT. I had like crazy amounts of money to pay off of my student loans, and I was looking for something stable. So when you come to Silicon Valley, you're really taking a kind of risk. You're really falling into a world where people say things like, fail fast, it'll be okay. Come work for a 25-year-old CEO with no college degree, but a vision to change the world. That's insane to me, and it was insane to me at the time. And I decided that risk, that ability to take that sort of risk, was a privilege that I just didn't have. I didn't think I had it. I had that student loan debt. I wanted that to get paid off. I wanted to help my parents pay their bills. I wanted to get a car, you know? So it wasn't until I really had a safety net of professional skills, a network, you know, that I was able to consider Silicon Valley and end up here with you guys today. So I started my career at Microsoft. I'm not going to talk about the whole thing. It's going to take too long. But I'm going to talk about three important moments important to me. First one, I want to talk about the day that I learned the difference between leadership and management. So I start Microsoft. I've got about 3 years into my career, and they promote me into a management position. And Microsoft's a big company. It's living up to its reputation as being extremely slow moving. Some of you guys may have worked in kind of a waterfall development model. I don't know if you remember that. But it was taking like literally months or years to plan new products. So one day, I just found myself totally pissed off. I was in a rage. I kicked the door into my mentor's office, and his name was Ravi. And I just unloaded a bunch of complaints on him. I was, you know, the PM, product managers are dumb, we're shipping stuff too slowly. I just ranted at him for like 10 minutes straight. And then, you know, after I finished, he said the words that really kickstarted my management career. So I'm unload on him, he steps back, and he says, Nick, you're a great manager, and you can run the team like clockwork, but you aren't a leader at all. You aren't a leader. I was like, damn, that hurt my feelings. Because this guy's my mentor. I've known him for 5 years. And he said, all the things that you're complaining about right now, who do you think is responsible for fixing them? He said, are you going to continue sitting here bitching at me, or are you going to step up and do something about it? He said, leaders take responsibility for what happens next.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And I immediately got what he was saying. I left his office, I thought for a little bit, and I went to the office next door, the office of the general manager. And I said to him, put me in charge of the product plan. Things are moving too slow. I want to be in charge. And I don't know how I said it or why this guy believed me, but he put me in charge of the product plan, and I developed a roadmap that lasted this team for the next 2 years. So remember, leaders take responsibility for what happens next. Now, that led me to a series of projects around NLP and machine learning, and eventually a project sponsored by a guy named Bill Gates. It's called Info Navigator. You can look that up. I won't describe exactly what it is, but it was a project sponsored by Bill Gates, my childhood hero. Now, one very interesting thing about this project is that it meant I had to go meet Bill Gates once a month and present to him what was going on in my part of the world. So I want to talk about that because it was pretty transformative for me. And first I'll just say, you don't just go to meet Bill Gates. You can't just walk in his office, hey Bill, how's it going, all right? Going to him takes about a month of preparation, all right? To have an hour-long meeting. It takes far longer to present, to talk to Bill Gates than it did to take to prep for this conference, all right? Now, finally, the day comes. We go to his office building. He's got like a little secret elevator. You have to go around back. We go to the top floor, this gigantic office overlooking Lake Washington. Biggest office I've ever seen. And there's Bill sitting at his desk, and he's playing solitaire, which it's a little bit stereotypical, but, you know, whatever. We sit down. Presentation starts. Now, Bill Gates is in the room. My boss is in the room. Satya Nadella, who's the current CEO of the company, is in the room. There's the leaders of multiple billion-dollar businesses in the room with me. And we all are just absolutely terrified because we have to present to Bill. Now, eventually, my turn comes. I launch into my presentation. I got 30 minutes to talk. And I observed three things, all right? First, Bill, he looks like a really nice guy, but he curses like a sailor. But the thing is, he always attacked ideas. He never attacked the people in the room, right? I thought that was really important. And then second, even the smallest words that he said carried immense weight. You know, the PMs in the room, the VPs took little notes about every little facial expression that he made and then brought it back to the teams. So I thought to myself, you know, when you're a leader, how do people interpret you? Even your smallest actions carry weight. How do people interpret what I say when I'm leading my teams? And then the final thing, and probably the most important thing I took away from this, is that I was giving a presentation on a pretty obscure topic. It was natural language interfaces to in-memory database systems. All right, so I'm presenting to Bill for 30 minutes about that. He's asking me questions. Bill Gates asking me questions about a piece of technology. And it occurred to me at that moment that even the most brilliant leaders are only as good as the people that they can get to follow them, all right? That for that moment, I was the smartest person in a room full of billionaire executives. That felt pretty good. And I think it's an important lesson for you guys as leaders, all right? Who can you get to follow you, and how will you take care of them? That's what I took away from it. All right, so that's Bill. That project, InfoNav, shipped. It took us about a year and a half to ship it. Ended up going really, really well. And one second here. And it led me to my next career move, Reddit. So a lot of people were shocked when I moved to Reddit. Who here knows what Reddit is? Oh, yes. I love black people. I did not expect that. Excellent. So a lot of people asked me why. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Reddit later. But if you didn't know what it was until now, here's some stats. Reddit's the fourth largest website in the United States, according to Alexa. It's got 325 million monthly active users. I joined because, one, I love the site. I've been on it for many, many years. It reminds me of that early spirit of the internet. We've got an all-new executive team with a vision to grow the company and make it more welcoming. And then culture-wise, one thing I'm really, really proud of at Reddit is we're supporting diversity. And I'll talk about that later because we're hiring, so remember that. But here's a picture of me and the executive team. First week at Reddit, me and the entire exec team presenting at Tech Inclusion. So that's where I'm at now. I'm having a time of my life. I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about things that are going to help you guys out, all right? So going back to what I said earlier, I want this talk to be useful in the sense that you guys should walk away with the tools you need to become executive leaders, all right? Ooh, there we go. So I want to give you four fast-track tips for diverse leaders. I was able to get from internship to executive-level position in 12 years. There's got to be someone in this room that can beat me, all right? So I'm going to give you my secrets. Number one, I want to talk about this, get comfortable being uncomfortable. What do I mean by that? Now, the tech industry, you guys are, I'm sure, aware, is about continuous change. I'm certain that, like, three JavaScript frameworks have been released while we've been in this room, and I expect you to learn them all. You have to get in a mindset of continually growing if you're going to be in the tech industry. And tech, if you aren't continuously growing, trust me, you're falling behind. But it doesn't just mean learning new technologies. It means trying different things, learning things outside your comfort zone. For me, this meant leaving Maryland, going to school in Boston, then Seattle, very, very far away from home, family, people like me, people like us. It meant getting an MBA while I was working full time. It meant leaving my cushy Microsoft executive job at the height of my career and going to a little startup. You know, so every time I've gotten uncomfortable in my career has taken a step forward. So I encourage you to do the same thing. Number two, this one's a little bit controversial because I'm sure people have given you opposite advice, but hey, I'm an exec, so listen to me, all right? So one of the biggest mistakes I see people making in their career when they want to advance is they take on too many mentors and not enough sponsors. And most people I talk to don't know what the difference is. So a mentor is someone that you're going to go get coffee with every couple of weeks. You're going to tell them your problems. They're going to give you some advice. Now, a sponsor is someone who's going to give you more than advice. They're going to give you opportunities. And I've had people that I've learned from, I might call a mentor, but I've never gone to anyone and said, hey, would you mentor me? But I have hundreds of times gone to people and said, take a bet on me. What do you need done? I'll do it for you. You do that, you'll find you're surrounded by opportunities all the time. All right, so don't ask for mentors. I want you to ask for opportunities, all right? Number three. I want to talk a little bit about bias. This is going to be a bit of a downer because I don't actually have the solution for this, but I'll hopefully get you in the right mindset. So when I talk about bias here, you may have heard unconscious bias. I'm not talking about unconscious bias. I'm talking about straight up bias because there are people in this industry who are going to have no shame in being biased against you. I'm talking about those people. And if you're going to be a leader, the higher that you climb, the more you're going to get criticized. The more people can see you, the more criticism is going to come at you. And if you're a minority or a woman, you're going to have a unique experience in that they will criticize you before you even get off the ground. And this affects me. I'm glad you guys respect that I'm an MIT grad, a Berkeley MBA. I have built product teams with hundreds of people in them. I have shipped hundreds of millions of dollars worth of software to billions of people around the world, and I still get called a diversity hire. I can't imagine what boot camp grads are going through today, people who are just struggling to change careers. I don't think there's a way to beat this, but I can tell you what I do, all right? And It's a certain mindset that I know everyone in this room has, and it's very simple. It's called hustle. So I don't know how. I think there's going to be bias, but hustle, which is what this whole presentation is really going to be about, hustle is the art and practice of finding a way to rise up through hard work, through cleverness, through persistence, through community. You can't eliminate bias, but one thing you can control is hustle. I believe firmly that hustle is going to be the solution to overcoming bias for you. Now, that unfortunately does mean one thing. It means you're going to have to outwork people. But you can. It may not be fair, but you can do it and you can control it. I know the people in this room can out-hustle the people around them. So that's my tip for you. But I don't want to leave it on a negative note, because I knew when I got into this section I wasn't going to have the answer to how to overcome bias. But I do think I have a trick. I want to talk about that. All right. It's the last secret. Now, this is something you guys can all do today to help overcome bias. All right. So the reason I got to be an executive is not because of the code I wrote or the products I shipped. I'm telling you, it is because of the people that I met along the way. All right. So that Bill Gates project that I mentioned earlier, that got introduced to me by a guy who I met when he was an SDET, a tester on the team. My job at Reddit, was referred to me by a guy I met 10 years ago working on some photo team at Microsoft. Just pointed out there was an opportunity and recommended it for me. So I have two favors to ask from everybody in this room, if you believe what I just said. First one, I want you to look to your left, look to your right, do it. I ain't lying. Do it. Come on. I want you to make friends with the people next to you, all right? Because I guarantee you that this room contains future leaders. Man, don't try and get her number. We're talking about leadership here.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
So first, make friends with the people next to you. There are future leaders in this room, I guarantee you. Second, agree to help each other out. Just do those two things, and I believe that we can change. Now, in the long run, just remember, your network is going to be the most powerful way to advance your career. All right. Now, those are my tips. I want to switch gears a little bit and talk about Reddit, if that's cool with you guys, because it is one of my favorite topics. Now, you guys know what Reddit is. Reddit is the front page of the internet. By the way, the reason I'm leading into this, yes, this is going to be a hiring pitch. I have to hire 50 people next year. Anyone looking for a job, this is what you're... Yes, okay, here we go. This is going to be worthwhile. All right. Yes, all right. So Reddit, front page of the internet. It is a social network where there are tens of thousands of active communities about any topic you can imagine, and we think those are the most passionate communities anywhere on the internet. Now, here are the numbers again. Fourth largest site in the world, according to Alexa. 320 million MAU, 1.1 million communities, 1 million posts per day, 5 million comments a day, 75 million votes per day. A lot of activity. What is that? The most interesting stat is this one. It's engagement. So if you look, these are all the top sites in the United States: Google, YouTube, Facebook, Reddit, Amazon, Yahoo. Metric next to that is daily time on site. So 8 minutes for Google, 9 minutes for Facebook, 15 minutes and 50 seconds for Reddit. It is one of the stickiest sites on the internet. People ask very frequently why that is, so I'll talk about that. Reddit has a lot of unique things that we do. It has anonymous accounts. You can go onto Reddit without revealing your real identity. We have tons of unique communities about passionate topics with very unique rules. We've got voting that automatically selects the best content for any community. And we've got this thing called the hot front page. So you can see the best content across all of those million communities in one place. And you put that together with 300 million people, and you get this endless stream of addictive content. It is weaponized procrastination. That is what we build at Reddit, all right? Now, what are we doing with all that power? The design team loved making that one. So what are we doing with all that power, that ability to bring all these active, passionate communities together? What are we doing? Well, here we are, all right? On the left, we've got a cat fist bumping a human, 817,000 views, and on the right, a cat walking a human. Yeah, I love this, man. All right. Okay, it's not just cat pictures, I promise. There's more to it, and I'm going to spend the next 4 minutes trying to convince you of that. Trust me, all right? It's not just cat pictures. So on Reddit, we have this unique formula. We think that community is greater than content, is greater than the individual, all right? And that means that three unique things happen on Reddit. First is authentic conversations, authentic dialogue. Second is lots of creative freedom and support for people who want to create content. And third is what we call empathy at scale. So I'm going to give you a quick example of each of those. Let's start with authenticity. So on Reddit, there's a group. It's called r/confession. And you can post secrets that, if revealed, would change your life forever. So let's get a taste of that, all right? Okay, number one. Let's go. Oh, come on. Okay, number one, from Tom Gold account. He says, I cut off all contact with everyone I know and I moved to Kenya. I tell people a fake name and a fake background, and I've made it appear to my family that I died on a boat trip in the Pacific. No, I'm not joking. I am dead in the United States. And the first reply, Tupac? There you go. Get that on Reddit. Now, the next one's pretty good, too. Let's look at that. Throwaway 2389. I once helped out a female friend's family by taking care of their cat for a week. Every day for a week, I would go over there, snoop around their house. I found my friend's diary, proceeded to read the entire thing. I used this information to get her to like me. She is currently my wife. All right? Authentic. All right? Next up, content creation. So this is an example of a Reddit thread. It started with the title, imagine that a time portal opened up and modern day military hardware were transported back in time to ancient Rome. And it resulted in a 30,000 comment long thread that went on for weeks, writing out that entire scenario. That thread, that comment thread, was eventually picked up by Warner Brothers and converted into a major motion picture. All right, it's called Rome Sweet Rome. All right, so content creation at scale. And now let's take a look at empathy at scale. r/assistance, empathy and support at scale. This is a community of millions of people simply connecting to offer help to each other. All right, and this lady, Kayla Davis, on the right, she's in bed, and her kidney donor Jennifer Moss met on Reddit. Actually, through a thread, she asked for a kidney and found a kidney, all right? So these are the sorts of things that happen on Reddit. We believe that individually you can create something, together you can create something more. And if you're interested in tech jobs, I'm gonna run through that. These are all the major technical challenges we hit during this year. New mod mail, new launch of profile pages, self-service ad platform, international Reddit, new video platform, new search platform, new chat system, and an upcoming complete site-wide redesign in the next few months. Wait, are you applauding because the old site looked ugly or just because there's a lot of work getting done here? That's okay. Old site's ugly. I know. It's okay. Now, we got a lot of other challenges, product challenges as well. Personalization and onboarding. Reddit is really hard to get into. It's hard to find a lot of those communities that I just described, even if you're interested in them. If you aren't on Reddit, I recommend start looking for Black People Twitter. It's one of the best ones. Number two, we want to make Reddit feel more welcoming. That does mean we have to redesign the site to make it more welcoming to people who've never seen it before. It also means that we have to make the site more appealing to a broader class of people, not like geeky white males. And that means, changing the types of communities we support, maybe enforcing the rules that we have on the site more effectively. It also means we want to have a more diverse audience. And I think that having a diverse audience nowadays means that you also have to think about who works within your company. So for Reddit, we think if we can build a diverse workforce, it will translate into a diverse, more welcoming product. So as the VP of engineering, that's a thing that I get to work on. I'm gonna end this presentation just talking a little bit about the things that we do to build diverse teams. And then if there are any managers here, I hope you'll get some usefulness out of that as well. All right, so why build diverse teams? Firmly believe you can build better products if you have more ideas. I believe that diverse teams are simply more fun to work in. And the other thing that I like to say about diverse teams, because I could rattle off a lot of stats for you, a lot of people get on stage and do that. I think building diverse teams is just the right thing to do. And that's a personal feeling for me, all right? And at Reddit, we've got an opportunity to get this done on day one. I will tell you what we're doing and some quick advice. First, we don't just have a head of diversity. We have executive level support across the board. Every executive at Reddit has KPIs associated with their own performance for building diverse teams. Number two, We don't assume by default that every diverse employee is going to care about this topic, but we try and make resource groups that people can join and opt into so they can feel welcomed if it's something that they care about. Number three, we don't complain about the hiring pipeline. We build a better pipeline. And at Reddit, that means going to boot camps. It means going to HBCUs, going where traditionally large companies haven't gone. We are happy to go there. And finally, I want to talk about commitment to diversity. I was at an event the other day, and one of the diversity thought leaders got on stage and said, "We're no longer pursuing, racial and gender diversity. We're trying to pursue diversity of thought." They said, "We don't see gender or color at this company," and I found that really offensive. I don't know if you guys find that offensive. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Because I think when people say they don't see color, it means they don't see me. They don't see everything I've been through. So it kind of hurt me that a diversity thought leader got up on stage and said this. So at Reddit, we are trying to be intentional, patient. We're going to put the time in to make sure that this actually happens. When we say diversity, we're not talking about diversity of thought. We're talking about come work for us, all right? So let's wrap it up. Final thoughts. I spent most of my tech career in Seattle, so there was times I could go weeks without seeing another black person. And I was at Microsoft and went literally years without seeing another black person in a leadership position, all right? Now this is a photo of me the first week I moved to San Francisco with 300 other black people at a DevColor event. This is really the first time in my 15-year career that I felt welcome, that I felt like I had a home, all right? So what I want to say is that this is the first time I really feel like I've got hope, all right? That people of color in tech aren't going to be a rare commodity, that we're going to start seeing more black tech execs, and now more than ever there's a broad awareness that diversity in Silicon Valley is a problem, and there's opportunity to get the right skills through boot camps to bring new people in and secondary education programs as well. And there's more and more leaders and role models emerging every single day. So I think the time is now, and I've got two calls for action. First, I do want to thank those who for the last 10 years have been raising awareness about problems with diversity in Silicon Valley. But I do think that the time for raising awareness is past. You guys have accomplished your mission. Now awareness to me is not good enough. Now we must act. So if you're in this room and you're a leader who has the power and ability to make a difference by actually hiring someone who's diverse, please step up and do it. I think that the door is now cracked open so that we can bring in a new generation of diverse leaders, and I am asking, I'm pleading with you to help. Bring them in. And the second thing is, going back to what I said earlier about not wanting to take risk going to Microsoft instead of Silicon Valley, turns out I was wrong. And in hindsight, I realized something very, very important ever since I came down to Silicon Valley. The thing that I realized, Silicon Valley is the biggest engine for opportunity on the face of the earth. And even though there is a lot of risk, the rewards are insane. And maybe I should have skipped out on that Microsoft career. My wife is shaking her head at me. Okay, well, I won't take it back. I'll simply say that for those of you who are coming from out of town, for those of you who aren't in tech or maybe thinking about getting into it, I'm telling you, yes, there will be bias. Yes, there will be risk, but there will be opportunity as well. There'll be opportunity for you to change your life. There'll be opportunity for you to change the world. So get out here and get it.
Black Tech Green Money is a production of Blavity Afrotech on the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartMedia. It's produced by Morgan DeBon and me, Will Lucas, with additional production support by Love Beach and Marissa Lewis. Special thank you to Micah Davis, Jermaine Hall, and Vanessa Serrano. Learn more about my guests and other tech disruptors and innovators at afrotech.com. Enjoying Black Tech Green Money? Leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Go get your money. Peace and love.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk. Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.